Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Just got a text message, said, yes, you should know the salary. It's a waste of time if they do not tell you. Have you ever been in a job interview and they're not offering up what they're willing to pay for the job, and you kind of get the feeling like they're feeling you out to determine whether they're going to give you a high offer or a low offer?
Yeah, I hate that. Then they're like, well, what salary range are you looking for? Well,
I hate that too, because you know you're getting scammed.
Right.
On the phone is Alderman Gilbert Villegas, and he represents, it's the 36th Ward, right, Alderman?
Yes, Lisa. Steve, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for your service, not only to the city, but to the U.S. Marine Corps as well. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Okay, so, you know, I was really happy when Illinois passed a law where they couldn't ask you what your salary history was, because then you know they weren't going to pay you any more than what you had made previously, and that was designed to help women get a leg up on the disparity between wages when it comes to gender. And so this is taking it one step further. Why don't you tell everybody what you're proposing, what kind of ordinance?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. It's the Wage Transparency Ordinance, and it's exactly to do that, Lisa, is to really highlight and try to address the issue of the disparity in the pay between men and women. Here in Illinois, women earn 78% of what a man earns. And when PayScale did a report, they saw that when the pay was transparent, the gender pay gap closes, and women agreed that when the pay was transparent at the organization, they earned between $1 and $1.01. So it actually was more than what their male counterpart was making. Anything that we can do as legislators to make it a little bit more transparent, I think is good for just good government, but also it's the right thing to do and a fair thing to do. So that's why we've introduced this ordinance, and obviously we're going to talk with the industries that are affected. But we want to figure a way to close the gap between men and women in their pay, especially when they're doing the same job.
According to census data, Illinois has one of the highest pay gaps in the nation, and certainly the biggest here in the Midwest.
Yeah, and Illinois has. Did pass some legislation around the salary history, and what we're trying to do is just take it a little bit further with this transparency ordinance.
815 just sent a text, and they said when they ask you at a job interview what you want, say $30, and I'm going to start looking for a new job. Because you do get the feeling. You're seated there, you're looking at them, and of course you're like, okay, they're feeling me out, and they're not going to pay me what they might be willing to pay for someone else. So is this practice already in play in other states or other cities?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our New York just recently passed it. It's in Colorado. So, we're just trying to figure a way as legislators to address this gap. And we think that this is a first good step in introducing the ordinance. We'll be talking to the Chicagoland Commerce, because when legislators introduce legislation, that's our idea as to how we want to deal with the issue. But we also want to take into consideration the employers and find out what can be done realistically in order to make sure that we're not impacting businesses negatively. So the way that I approach legislation is to introduce it and then talk with the opposing side and the proponents to see if there's an opportunity to get to the middle.
And what is the opposing side saying right now?
Well, they were more concerned around the administration of this wage transparency. And to be fair, they reached out to me when we were talking about the subject matter at the Workforce Committee, And I was a little upset because the ordinance had been introduced in February. So you would have thought, instead of calling me the day of to say we're opposed to it, that they would have, as soon as I introduced it, they would have said, hey, Alderman, let's try to figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then how is it that we can administer it, and then have these discussions instead of going on the record opposing it. Because I just don't think that's a good look for businesses when we're identifying that there's a wage gap that's affecting women, and they're opposing that. It just doesn't look right. I think I would have rather had that discussion in private. And I look forward to having those discussions in private at some point, but then also coming up with an agreed upon legislation that will begin to deal with the issue of closing the wage gap for women.
This is Alderman Gilbert Villegas from the 36th District. So he is proposing an ordinance that would require all city employers to include a salary range in their job listing or be fined between $500 and $1,000. And you have to make that fine stiff or people will not comply.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, there's always the, I hate to put the stick, but sometimes you've got to put that in there in order to make sure that folks are complying, or else the ordinance isn't worth anything. And I think that we owe it to women that we make sure that they're earning the same amount of money for the job that their male counterpart is doing. I mean, it just makes sense to me.
Also, Alderman, do you think that the ward map is going to be determined by voters, or do you think that you and all the rest of the older people are going to come together and make a decision on that?
Well, I think that listen, you know, these are our colleagues, and so we're in a disagreement right now as to how the future of Chicago should look. There's still an opportunity, but the time is running out in order to have those come to an agreement. We're always willing to talk to our colleagues to see if there's an opportunity. But the reality is that if we do not come to an agreement before May 19th, then the voters of Chicago will have the opportunity to weigh in and take a look at which version of the map that they feel was done in a way that fits whatever their beliefs are.
You were able to bring together the Latino caucus and the Black caucus over the O'Hare deal. Was that more difficult than trying to bring those parties together for the ward map, or do you think this is going to be an easier battle?
No, this is a little bit harder because of the fact that we're talking about council members, and I think that other states have taken the redistricting out of the legislative process, so that way it's not so political and personal. It's just based on data. So I think that after this redistricting, based on what's transpired thus far, I think there's going to be a push from members of the city council to go down to Springfield to try to change the legislation to put it into an independent commission that will put forward redistricting for future city councils moving forward. You know, the fact that you have elected officials drawing lines really puts us in a position where if someone gets drawn out, you know, it questions the integrity of the whole process. And I think that it's hard enough in this day and age to make sure that people are less skeptical of politicians. And so if we can make it more transparent, similar like to this transparency wage, we can make it more transparent, done in the public. I think people will appreciate that.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Lisa.
Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.